bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. And here we are in 2019. Happy New Year, everyone. And welcome to another year of the Trent Speaks podcast. I guess technically you can't say it's another year of the Trent Speaks podcast because we're not even through the first full year of the podcast quite yet. However, more to come as always, though there is a little bit of question about the future of the Trent Speaks podcast. I've been kind of toying with a couple things, kind of throwing some things up in the air. So I'm not sure what the future of the podcast is going to look like in terms of where it'll go, but only time will tell, and I'll keep on praying and keep on trying to figure out what the next steps are here. You know, I've always told you that I'd be very genuine and very candid with you in the podcast, and that's what I intend to do with you today quite a bit, as this podcast is New Year, New Me, though sometimes maybe we don't want to change, or maybe we're okay with where we're at, or maybe there are some things that we want to change, but some things we don't want to change. And so I'll kind of talk to you about the struggles I've been having lately and the things I've been thinking a lot about lately, kind of where my goals are, and hopefully that'll get you thinking about what are your goals for this year and how can you continue to push forward and to actually stick to those goals. Like I said, I've always wanted to be candid with you. I've always wanted to be very upfront with you on the podcast. I think that it's important to be transparent, to be vulnerable, and to always not hold back on the podcast. And that was something that was very apparent on the vulnerability episode, on the episode where I attributed it to my grandmother after she had passed away. And lately, I've very much been struggling with my mental health again, and I've been getting into these super, super rough pits. I've been struggling a lot with the depression piece of it, the worry, the fear. I think for me, one of my biggest fears in life, well, not one of them, a few of them, one is always fear of the unknown and fear of the future. You never know what to expect, what's going to come. I always have a fear of losing those closest to me, friends, family, loved ones. People can say all they want, everything's going to be okay, everything's going to be all right. But no one actually knows. And whether you believe in God or believe in something else, for me, I have spoken before, I am a firm believer of God, and that's just the way I live my life. And so I've been trying to pray more, been trying to focus on my faith a lot more as I move forward and move through this rough patch that I am yet again experiencing. Never fun times for me, never the highlight or joy of my life, but I try to distract myself as much as I can. I try to hang out with people, talk to people, and really that's all I can do is keep pushing on and take life as it comes day by day. There were a couple photos that I saw this past week that kind of got me thinking as well, and one of those was a photo that a good friend of mine posted. And I think a lot of times when we turn the page to a new year, we talk about how it's another story book or another chapter. And I thought that what my friend had shared on Instagram earlier this week had really captivated exactly what it is that we're trying to put into words. And it read something like this. No book is a chapter. No chapter tells the whole story. No mistake defines who we are. Hope makes our lives page turners. And I thought that was really powerful. A different perspective, a different frame of mind on how to look at that next quote unquote chapter. How to take a step back and look at the whole story. Something for me that I'm really hoping goes well this year, of course, is speaking, as well as finally being able to be with my wife again. I miss her dearly, of course, each and every day. Some days more than others, especially when I'm in those rough spots with mental health or anything like that. It's tough to be on different schedules and not to be on the same schedule, which may or may not change when we live together, but at least I'll be able to see her more. I'll be able to see her every day. Spending time with her over the holiday was fantastic because it makes you realize what you miss most, but it also sometimes makes you realize where you get annoyed with each other. But I'll take the good times, which is 95% of the times we have together. Just kidding, Leanne. No, I'll always take Leanne over anything else. So some goals that I have for myself this year that I've been kind of thinking about lately. I put a lot of thought into these. And, you know, I found some that I had written for 2017. Doesn't look like I took a picture of those. But I recently found some that I had for 2017. And it was very interesting to look back on them and say, okay, how close or how far was I from the mark on these? And so it'll be nice now that podcasting is going here to be able to go back in a year and listen to these and reflect and kind of check in and see how did things go. And maybe that's another podcast episode at the end of the year. Who knows? This is a freebie for me. You're welcome, future Trent. So some goals I have this year. One of my big goals is speaking. That's always been my big goal. Of course, it's the reason people get into speaking is not for the money. I can definitely tell you that. It's not, it's like higher education. It's like Disney. You're not making bango bigo bucks. And you'd be surprised. They actually don't make as much as you think they do at Disney. You do something because you like it. You don't do it for the money. And that's where speaking comes in, is I'm doing it because that's something I'm passionate about. It's something I believe that I can have an impact on others with. And so it's something that I'm very excited about and to see where it goes. I'm enrolled in this speaking course right now, and I need to be more dedicated to it, to be quite honest. To say that the holidays have put me behind would be an excuse. And I think that's one thing that I need to focus on this year, is to stop making excuses for things and just start doing them. And so focusing on speaking would be one of those places that I need to start. I would love to see the podcast grow, but I've also had some hesitations with various pieces of the podcast, some logistical stuff and some other stuff I really don't want to get into right now, but it'll be interesting to see what happens. I did recently join a Facebook group where you can ask people to be guests on your podcast. I'm in a couple of other different groups now that I'm finding some stuff on speaking. And so I'm hoping to continue to bring you great content throughout the year, to inspire you, to challenge you, to get you thinking, and to share more stories, to do exactly what I set out to do originally on the podcast, which was to share the stories of others. And I think whether it's guests that you're hearing that from, or whether it's me relaying different pieces of my life, or relaying different experiences, or things I've learned, or things I've seen, I think really, to me, if you're able to take something away, maybe you're not able to take something away every week. That's okay. Not every episode is for every person. One thing I've learned in life is you can't please everyone. And as much as you would like to please everyone, it is 100% impossible to please everyone. And I've learned it. I've learned it through different experiences, different things that I've done, different jobs that I've had. But to me, hitting at least one person is better than hitting no persons at all. So I encourage you to continue to share the podcast, share this with friends, share it with family, have them reach out to me. I know that we have listeners in California, in Washington, in Texas, in the Midwest, on the East Coast. Heck, we even have international listeners now. I saw someone recently listening in Reykjavik. So I hope that's my buddy Don Bird. If it's Don Bird, hope you're doing well, man. Let's connect soon. The other thing for me, like I said at the top of this podcast, is my faith. It's something that I need to 100% focus in more on. And not only that, but make it a priority. I've been listening in the car and other places to messages, previous messages from church. And one of the things that was talked about is how sometimes we will start something, but 2 weeks later, we're not following that anymore. Now we've fallen back into the same trap where it's, my buddy and I were talking about this earlier in the beginning of the year. Well, it is the beginning of the year, but we're talking about this earlier this week, how it's like going to the gym. Everyone wants to start going to the gym. And so the first month, everyone goes to the gym. But after that, no one's going to go to the gym anymore. They fall off the train. They fall off the wagon. So what are you doing to carve time? What are you doing to hold yourself accountable? What are you doing to make sure that you're not going to fall off the track? That you're not going to derail from what it is that you set out to do for the year? Another one of my friends shared something on Instagram, and it said, you know, really, we shouldn't be making New Year's resolutions at all. A resolution means you're looking for a solution to a problem. So maybe we just need to reframe how we're viewing this. Maybe we need to reframe the way that we look at what it is that we want to change, to fix, or to focus in on more for the year. And so after listening to my pastor talk about what he's going to do, of how he's going to focus on his faith, I may follow in his footsteps. I thought his ideas were great. I know one thing that I need to start doing more, and Leanne has said this and I completely agree with her, is I need to start journaling more. I have a problem. I'm a worrier. I've always been a worrier. I overthink everything. I overanalyze everything. But again, it goes back to the top of the podcast where those life fears start to come into play, where then it affects my mental health. And so I know that for me this year, I need to focus more in on having trust, having faith, and really that's where I know where my focus needs to be. Something that I did a couple days ago was I have this app on my phone. So I went into this app and I essentially bookmarked the date, you could say. And I said, all right, I'm going to start this. This is going to be the last time I did that. And I'll tell you in a second what that is. Well, the next day my sister-in-law called me and she said, Trent, Leanne and I have this proposition for you. So, okay. And the proposition was, well, more so from my wife, but to not drink alcohol for the year of 2019 as part of being living a more healthy lifestyle. Well, that's actually what I had recorded a night prior, was the last time that I had a sip of alcohol. Well, of course it was New Year's, so I had to celebrate with friends. But I am, as of 1 a.m. on the 1st, I have not had a sip of alcohol. And I am curious to see how long I will last. I told one of my good friends that he should start a pool. And maybe that's a good way for people to make money. It could be very fun. Actually, I would want to join in on the pool myself. I think it could be fun. I asked the two friends that I went to visit, who I love visiting. I asked these two friends, I said, how long do you each think I'll last? One guy, one girl. Both of them said 2 weeks. Well, my wife and I do have a wedding coming up that we have to attend. We have those two friends, their wedding later this year. So weddings are going to be tough. That'll be honest. Bachelor party will be tough. But I'm going to see how long I last. A couple ideas were tossed around. Do I do it at all? Do I just cut out beer and only drink liquor? Do I not drink during the week and only on the weekends, but limit myself to a certain number on the weekends? Anyone that knows me knows I love tasting beer because it's like trying new things. I was just saying at dinner with a friend how it's almost counterintuitive for me. You know, it's preached to me, you should try new things. Now the things that I try that are new, which is beer, can't do anymore. But I'm gonna push for it. I would like to try and people would laugh at me when they hear me say this, but I'd like to try and get this gut down a little bit. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how long it lasts. That's another thing. You just kind of got to take day by day. This app called Sober Time. It's a very good progress tracker. So it'll tell you, all right, you're 3 days in, you're a week in. Nice job. You're 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months, and so on. This girl I know who worked at Disney the same time I did, we're more so acquaintances, you could say. She actually started using this app, which is how I found out about it. And she's been sober for over a year. So shout out to her. And so I think the one thing that we need to think about is, how are we going to stick to this? How are you going to make a plan? What is it that you're going to do? And so, number one, first you need to be aware of what are your goals. What is it that you want to accomplish? Do you have one goal for the year you want to focus on? Do you have two goals, three goals? Do you have 10 goals? And, you know, as elementary as this sounds, make sure that they're smart goals. Make sure that they're specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. Don't do it just for the sake of doing it, though. Do it for a purpose. So don't have 10 goals just to have 10 goals. If you're going to have 10 goals, make sure that those are 10 serious goals that you're going to dedicate time to and focus on. If you're going to have 3 goals, again, just make sure that those are the things that you are really going to dedicate and focus time to. But then how do you track those? So like I told you, I just found stuff that I wrote back down in 2017, I just found that now 2 years later. So make sure that whether it's writing it down in a journal, if you're going to write it down, you could write it down on a piece of paper and post it on the wall. You could write it on a sticky note and put it on a mirror, put it in a couple different other places that you're going to see. You could write it on a whiteboard. However you want to track it, make sure that you're putting it in front of yourself every day. So for example, one of the things that I'm going to do is I'm going to set an alarm on my phone to go off for the amount of times that I plan on studying the Bible and studying the scripture and spending time with God. Another thing that I really want to do less this year is be on my phone. I want to be on my phone less. I want to, I've done this before and I've talked about doing this before, but I want to actually delete apps from my phone and not re-download them. That way I can focus my time. My phone is such a time waster. Seriously, if you want a really good message, go to South Harbor Church on their website. I think it's southharbor.org or .com. I don't know. Google South Harbor Church in Michigan. Listen to the message podcast called Listen is the title of it. It was in the whatever series has the blue picture in the messages. But it was a really good message, and it talked about stepping away from the technology, stepping away from your phone. And that's really what I need to do and what I need to focus on so that I can put my attention elsewhere. So make sure that as you kind of start to take a look at this year and what's upcoming, that you know what's important to you. I appreciate all of you continuing to listen. I hope that you'll reach out to me. Let me know where you're listening from. I would love to know for the podcast, what is it that you like? What is it you don't like? And how did you hear about the podcast? So feel free to comment on whatever platform you listen on. I would love for you to email me, TrentSpeaks@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. So please email me, reach out to me. Again, I'd love to know what you like, what you don't like, how you came to listen, and anything else that you would like to share would be awesome. So folks, I hope that you have a great week. I hope that you had a really nice holiday season. And I truly do wish you many blessings throughout this upcoming year. I hope that you have many opportunities that come to you. And I don't know what else I was going to say. Hopefully I can continue to push through as well. In terms of, you know, I didn't feel like I was as peppy today here on the podcast. Today is one of my better days, thankfully. but, you know, day by day, people, day by day. A couple things I want to leave you with. I think Dr. Seuss really says it well. One of my friends shared this recently, and I really like this. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. I thought that was really powerful. And I also, I want to leave you with this, but I'm pretty sure that's all that I wanted to leave you with. There is one more thing it looks like that I had that I was going to share with you for this week, and that would be this. I'm walking into 2019 with a clear heart and mind. If you owe me, don't worry about it. You're welcome. If you wronged me, it's all good. Lesson learned. If you're angry with me, you've won. Congratulations. I've let it go. If we aren't speaking, it's cool. I wish you well. If you feel I wronged you, I apologize. It wasn't intentional. I'm grateful for every experience. Life is too short for built-up anger and extra stress or pain. Here is to 2019. Make 2019 a year of positivity.